Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We only have, I guess, 8 to go. Well, not even because we're not here on the weekend. I mean, we got like 6 of these left. It is counting down. We're a week away from the NFL draft. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only. At Sunoco. All right, Hugh, a couple of things to hit here. First, we've got a Dallas Goedert update, and then we will give you today's Phillies lineup. They play a 4 o'clock game today, the finale of the series against the Giants. Christopher Sanchez is going to pitch today. All right, Jordan Schultz. Sources. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert remains a name to watch in the trade market as the draft approaches. Interested teams believe Philadelphia would be open to future picks if they don't receive 2025 draft capital. Goedert is in the final year of his deal, and he could be looking for a new contract as well. So, Hugh, that tells me they'll take anything. I mean, they're
trying to get a box of Juju fruits.
Well, if you're not even wanting picks this next weekend, then
you say they don't want to give them away.
Right.
They don't want to give them away.
So we're going to add a 13th pick to next year's haul because they have 12 picks in next year's draft. We're going to 13th pick. How about keeping him? Why is this not a?
It's so weird.
It is.
Well, because they're
kind of doing them dirty,
holding on to him the way that they are. I mean, but not. This is where it gets a little cloudy because they're not trying to do him dirty because if that was the case, they would just cut him. But they don't want to not get nothing for him.
But if they wait till after the draft to cut him, that does do him dirty because all the teams that pick a tight end.
That's doing him dirty.
They don't need a tight end
anymore.
And
I think that he has value, but the unfortunate thing about it is teams know that you probably want to move on from him.
Yeah.
So they're going to hold on to him as long as they possibly can. And it's unfortunate that it puts Dallas in a bad spot. It really, really does.
I wonder what the gap between what he's owed and what they actually want to pay him is, because I would think he'd want to stay too, right? Or unless they're asking to take like a slap in the face kind of offer, right? What is he supposed to make, 11?
Like, yeah, I thought it was like closer to 12, well, okay, 12. 6.
So I wanted your perspective on this. He's been in the league a long time. He's done a lot. Ruben mentioned the stat this morning. He's top 10 all-time in playoff yards and catches and all that.
Yeah.
Hugh, is there a point where it becomes insulting to him to stay for so much of a pay cut? Because if he wants to stay and they want him, but it's just about money, you would think at some point, like last year, they compromised with Sweat. Remember they Slay.
Slay, yeah.
Right, but this doesn't seem like we're going to have a compromise
here. It doesn't. That's the weird thing about it because other circumstances, they've operated from a position where they didn't want to pay the guy, but they gave them ample time to move on.
Right.
To try to find another team. You know, you talk about Slay and the fact that he talked about going to Baltimore and everything, and he just decided to come back because Big Dom asked him to come back.
Yep.
I can't even guesstimate why this is going the way that it's been going, because this has been talked about for weeks. And I think that what has happened is that the Eagles aren't operating from a position of power. So they don't want they don't want to seem weak. But if teams know that you want to get a tight end, just use that for an example. If you want to move up and try to get a tight end, and you have a tight end, but you want to move on from him, all I got to do is just sit back and wait. Just sit and wait and figure out what you're going to do. And if you decide to cut him, then, hey, I'll just swoop in and I'll give him $6 million or whatever, whatever you're going to give him, and he'll be my tight end.
Yeah, I mean, look, there might have been three or four or five teams. We heard the story earlier of the Giants. The Broncos, I think, were interested at one point. Like, someone's going to sign him if he gets cut. It's a matter of how much he gets. But we'll keep monitoring the Goddard situation. I'd rather keep him than use a first-round pick on a tight end. I think the first-round pick should be on the defensive side. All right, quickly, Phillies lineup. To back to all your phone calls on Nola and the Goddard situation. Phillies today, at home, finale against the Giants. The Phillies will throw Sanchez on the mound. And their lineup today. Lead off, second base, Bryce Stott. Second, batting second, the shortstop, Trey Turner. Batting third, Harper at first. Schwarber back to DH in the cleanup spot. Castellanos in right, batting fifth. Max Kepler batting sixth in left field. Then we rounded out with Real Muto back behind the plate after DH in last night. He's batting seventh. Alec Bohm batting eighth at third base. And we're going back to the Johan Rojas well in center field tonight. I wonder if Brandon Marsh got hurt last night. Looked weird in the outfield the way he was moving. So we'll see what's going on with Marsh. But they're going to line it up. Stott, Turner, Harper, and Schwarber 1, 2, 3, 4 today.
You know, we're minus 185 to win this game tonight. That's a steep price for going against the Giants. Like,
Sanchez, I guess. Sanchez.
But why? Like, Sanchez hasn't been lights out.
Yeah, I think he's been pretty good, but not special yet.
I just don't know where that number comes from.
I don't know. I mean, their starting pitcher's got a pretty inflated ERA, but the Phillies aren't hitting right now. So we shall see. Phillies, big favorites today against the Giants. Sam is up next on WIP. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, honored to speak to you guys. I've got two things that I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure you guys have stats on this, and I must not be the only one that feels like this way, but for the Phillies, it just seems like that they are leading the league once again in leaving men in scoring position and or leaving men in base. Am I the only one that feels that way?
You're not. They have done it a lot. And what's frustrating about it is
the last couple nights.
Yep, they've had some better at bats to where they're getting walks. Right, I think they're second in baseball in walks, but they're not bringing those guys in. They get on base like the first inning yesterday. They get on base. And then they don't bring them in. It's extremely frustrating. I think for the season, I saw it this morning, I think they're hitting 200 with runners in scoring position.
And it just seems like it's the same old, that's also what's been happening over the past season or so. So moving on to Nola, we can definitely beat him up a little bit. And this is what I said to Kyle, and you guys must have this clip somewhere, but I think it was the football coach, Dennis Green, during the press conference, screaming at the top of his lungs, they are who we thought they were. Aaron Nola is who at least I thought he was, which is exactly what we are seeing of him this year. So am I pushing the panic button of Aaron Nola? Yes, in the context of because he's supposed to be the number two or number three guy, but no, in the context of that this is what I expect out of him.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, like what you used to think about him, what you still think about him. And Sam, I've always liked him more than I haven't, and I've always seen the more of the glass half full on what he provides versus it doesn't. But I think he's declined off of even that. Like, he's not as good as he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and that's a problem right now.
Especially if I didn't like him 2 years ago, and if he's declining off of that, that makes it even worse. The last point in regards to Goddard, getting rid of Goddard and then drafting a tight end is like when you see a friend get divorced and then get re-engaged or remarried to a girl that looks and acts exactly like his ex-wife. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Why did you and I look right at each other?
They have a type, that's why. Sam, good phone call. We appreciate it.
Well, let me just say this. We all have a type.
Yep, that's it.
And there's no disrespect to anybody who has dealt with that situation. Mm-hmm. But normally, when that happens, the person tends to be a little bit younger.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
So you're spinning it to the
no,
draft.
I mean, that's like I hear what he's saying.
It's like you're resetting the clock.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be like that, but that's kind of what you're doing.
So what's ironic?
We all have a type now. We all have a type.
What's ironic is when we did our daily mock, right? The day they took Mason Taylor. Do you remember what NFL.com's comp was for Mason Taylor?
Who was it?
Dallas Goedert.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I mean, I see why
that's
they have
right,
interest
you're right, yeah.
in this guy. He's a younger
and
version of Goddard.
And he's healthier.
Yeah, cheaper.
So it's I even though that was a great analogy, it's kind of in the wheelhouse of what we're talking about.
Or you could just stay with the first
one. She's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't walk into that one, Kyle. I can do that because I have no ties. But yeah, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's
or cheaper you could date. Just you could stay with the first.
Because you know when you with the first wife, the taste is a little bit different.
Wow.
You know, she probably wearing like what they call them red bottoms. the young wife, you might be able to get away with a pair of Reebok Classics. You know? I
mean, so is that we're going to present Mason Taylor when he gets on the podium? Here's a pair of Reebok Classics.
Somebody caught that analogy, and they're probably in the car right now cussing me out.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't nothing, Hugh, but they ain't say nothing. They used the other word.
Yeah.
They used the poop emoji. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They used the poop emoji.
All right. I pulled up the numbers. Our caller mentioned it. The Phillies runners in scoring position. They were 1 of 9 last night. They left 10 on base. They're hitting an even 200 this season with runners in scoring position. Like, this can happen. You could have a bad week or two with that, you know, particular thing. It's frustrating. What compounds it is they're not hitting home runs. Like, Hugh, other than Harper and Schwarber, I wonder how many home runs they have as a team if you take away Harper and Schwarber. It can't be many. Stott has 1. Turner has 1. What does Castellanos have? Maybe 3 now at this point. I'm trying to think. He hit 1 a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Early hit 1 earlier. Does Kepler have 1? He has 1 opening day. He hit 1. A home opener, I think it was. Just 1. I'm telling you, other than Harper and Schwarber, there's no power here right now. It's like if you leave the bases loaded one inning, but then you come back the next thing and hit a two-run home run, we kind of forget about it. They're not getting home runs right now. It's a problem. Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, you, Joe, and Kyle.
What's up, man?
You know, about the Phillies, with Nola, let's see when JT Realmuto catches him. You know, I know Marshawn has caught him at least 2 of the of his 4 starts, and I heard him say in the post game that he caught 3 of the games,
mm-hmm.
and he walked. Nola walked 4 this last night and the start before. I'm saying that Marshawn should not be the backup catcher. All right, I don't have the number. Last year, when Realmuto went on the shelf. After that London series, Stubbs and Marshawn caught. Stubbs had the better winning percentage than what Marshawn had, and Ranger Suarez did not win a game for 7 or 8 starts, and Marshawn caught him all the time.
Do you think we have a Marshawn problem behind the plate?
Well, I'm saying the familiarity of Nola throwing to Realmuto, you know, can make a difference. Let's see when he has his next start.
So Joe, it's going to be Monday. It's the first game of the Mets series in New York. My guess is they'll give JT the day off Sunday for the day game, you know, against Miami. So I'd imagine JT's catching that game Monday night against the Mets.
And when you face Alonso, you don't pitch him on the outside part of the plate
right. Like
they did in Game 4 of last year's playoffs, right? When he keeps the Mets alive against Milwaukee, hitting the home run to right field.
Yeah, off of Devin Williams, yep.
And he did that to us in the game prior. Nola pitched our starters in that series with the Mets. They gave quality starts, all four of them. Ranger got out of trouble in that last start, you know, but he didn't give up any runs. It was the hitting, you know, then. And let's talk about Mr. Thompson. If he was the one that made that decision to play Kyle Schwarber in left field, he should be fired, okay? You do not risk, first of all, Schwarber getting injured playing out there in the field, and he's not a good defensive
outfielder. It was one game. Relax. Yeah.
Pardon me?
I've heard a lot of people freaking out about Schwarber going in left field today.
To be
it's
fair,
been literally one game.
While I agree with you, Kyle, to be fair, he did get hurt playing one game out there last year.
he got hurt last year. Yeah.
But he didn't get hurt last night.
No, he did not.
And they didn't lose because he was in left field.
What advantage was that lineup by putting Marshawn 083 instead of
who do you want them to put in the lineup?
Well, they can't catch it, they can't catch JT every day, Joe. We realize this.
Kepler should have played.
Kepler stinks too.
He's supposedly an everyday player.
He supposedly says Dave Dombrowski. I mean, that says me.
Right. Well, he came back off of the best game he played was Tuesday night when he had two base hits, and the other two times at the plate, he hit the ball hard. Okay, and it was just, and we're revisiting the same thing that they had done before. Austin Hayes, they had him last year. He did this thing that when we had he was a terrible pickup. All right, but I was at the game last year when Hayes has two doubles, hits the ball hard, and the other two trips. And the next game, he's not playing. Don't tell me that you want to have Marshawn catching and taking. That's what that move did. It got an 083 hitter in there.
Well, so I agree, but I think it was really about JT was not going to catch last night because they had a day game. Well, they're not going to catch him.
They usually do that on Sundays.
Right, but they have an extra day this week, right? There's no off day on like a Thursday. So like JT wasn't
like 17 games straight.
Right, JT. So it was a matter of no JT in the lineup or JT DH. I mean, I think that's where it came from.
He shouldn't be the backup.
Do you want Stubbs back?
You know what?
Oh,
yeah, Stubbs is handling the darn AAA pitching staff, and they're not quality guys down there.
But,
he's handling them much better. He's handling them much better. Okay, and a matter of fact, he's hitting over 270 down there.
Well, he's been in the big leagues for 5 years.
Yeah, he's a better backup catcher.
Colin,
with Marshawn on the disabled list.
Well, he's not hurt though.
He's
hurting Joe's mental health.
All right, Joe, I love you, man. Appreciate it. Are we out on Marshawn that fast? Do we really need Stubbs back? To me, that would be the ultimate sign of panic. We got to get the Spotify playlist back in the clubhouse. We got to get the Chiefs vibes officer back up here.
First of all, that was real disrespectful.
What did I do?
Spotify playlist.
That's what he has. He has a Spotify playlist.
He called him the Spotify playlist.
You're going to be the lonely one. Oh,
you know, sometimes I hate y'all.
We got a $300 million shortstop with a 600 OPS, and I got to get Stubbs back up here. AAA to save the day. Are we serious?
Well, you tell us the weekend is almost here. It's almost Easter.
I know, but like this is, you know, you ever like... You're not attacking the real symptom. You're just attacking a little part of it.
Yeah.
The shortstop can't hit. The catcher is in decline anyway, the regular catcher. Aaron Nola, they gave 7 years to, and he looks like he stinks right now. And the solution to all the problems is to get Garrett Stubbs and his music back to the clubhouse.
Can I
bring a boombox in? Like, you know, what are we doing?
Because I think we need a tension breaker. So I'm going to ask a question that ain't got nothing to do. Because I'm serious, because we're getting close to the weekend.
Okay.
And we all know what this weekend is.
Easter.
Now, I'm asking everybody out there to chime in on this. We boiling eggs this weekend, man.
Yeah, you got
with the price of eggs now. I mean, seriously, all jokes aside,
the wallet's going to be lighter, but you got to do what you got.
It's for the kids. Yeah, so, like, how are you going to explain to the kids that the economy?
Line?
You know,
what's that famous line by Michael Jordan?
You want to go ahead and say it?
No, but I think everybody know what I'm talking about. No, seriously,
bleep.
There are some people out there, man. Right now, they're going to have to make some real decisions.
Well, that's true.
Like, seriously, all jokes aside.
Think about the children, Hugh. Yeah.
You got to deal with it. You got the wallet will be lighter on Monday, but you got to just.
That's a lot. But here's the thing, though. How many parents are going to count those eggs and make sure that every one of those eggs are accounted for in the Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, well, there'll be some tension if someone drops
an egg. Don't use real eggs for the Easter egg hunt. You can use the plastic ones for that.
Yeah, just
put the candy in. But don't you dye them the night before? Like, you can
dye a few. Okay, so you've compromised. Because normally, you use real eggs for
the Easter
hunt.
About the children,
Hugh. Okay, you use real eggs for the Easter hunt.
Not real. I think that's out nowadays.
Plastic. We use
plastic eggs. Because then you can put candy and stuff inside of them.
Okay, so we can compromise so we don't have to do like a whole bunch of eggs. We can just do 12.
Well, don't tell me. Tell the Easter bunny.
No, I'm just saying.
That's a whole carpet.
Yeah, the 12. Yeah, that's six.
So this is you talking to the Easter Bunny. Okay, that's
no,
right. Six.
I knocked you off of the carton right away.
No, but I'm just saying, you got to paint them. You're not going to paint six eggs.
No. No, you're not. 12? No. I think we might do 12. Again, my wallet's going to be lighter on Monday, but we're going to deal with it. All right, before we go any further, speaking of total nonsense, I think you caught a stray on the morning show today.
But I can't.
Can we hear this? So they were talking about, I mean, I don't even know how they got. How did we get here? How did we end up anywhere?
So
how did the morning show end up here?
They have a segment, not as creatively named, but they read YouTube comments.
It's not quite you people. But it's the same idea.
Yes, but I think something came up about John Ritchie and I guess him beating up some of the other hosts at WIP.
Okay.
And then, of course, the other former professional athletes came up in the conversation, and this is where it went.
Okay. Sean says, John Ritchie looks like he could beat everyone at WIP in a fight.
Mm. Well, it'd be John or Ike or Ben
Hughes. Which goes well with Mac Troyd's comment, who says, I need John Ritchie to start headbutting stuff immediately.
Well, sure.
My head is made for headbutting. That's for sure.
I'm taking Hugh.
Yeah. Really? You think Hugh's the scrappiest? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think
Hugh's pretty scrappy.
Yeah, I mean, there's part of that. He's also big.
Yeah, he's scrappy.
Yeah, he's big, but Ike's big. Ike has the longest reach.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Ike was a light linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's lost weight since.
And Hugh is a defensive end.
I've blocked both Ike and Hugh.
Yeah.
And I think Hugh is harder to block.
Hugh is not very motivated these days.
Okay, so you think he loses because he doesn't...
But these days, Ike would probably be harder to block than Hugh.
Well, maybe that's a Twitter poll one of these days.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do one more comment.
Should we put Jack in it as the fourth athlete at WIP or no?
Stop.
You know, you sure? Okay, I just wanted Jack. I just wanted Jack, you know.
And Jack might be tougher to block than Hugh right now.
Wow. That was the stray right there.
No, the stray was the real. It's like, he's not very motivated nowadays.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this. And this is the best way I could describe me in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a part of you or a part of me that is that you have to lock away in the closet. You know, you got to lock him away.
Yeah, put him away.
Because he doesn't, you know, doesn't jive well with others.
He's not for regular society.
He's that Michael Smith ESPN situation.
Put him away. Yeah.
Wow. So he doesn't, you know what I mean? So we put him away and we let this Hugh frolic and
play.
Well,
you said it yesterday. You're in the twilight of your life.
Well, yeah, it could because Michael Smith Hugh, he's there. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, he likes to rear his ugly head, but we got to keep him, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Because he tends to, you know.
So then would you agree that Ike would be harder to block right now?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because Ike is super competitive. The one thing about Ike is, no matter what Ike does, Ike could be playing Tunk, he could be playing Uno, whatever it is. Ike's competitive juice is going to get flowing, and he's going to get, you know, he gets hyped.
The fire is gone from you.
Like I said, that person is locked up. He's locked up because you don't, like Kyle, you don't want to meet that guy.
No.
Because that guy is the type, you know, my wife used to say all the time, I used to, she knew when I was getting mad because I say, hey, man. Like, you know, and then after that, it's all downhill. Oh, yeah. But it
you got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
It starts with the hey, man. So, yeah, we had to put him away because he's the one that, you know, he lost jobs and he threatened coworkers and stuff like that. So, we'll operate with him.
You've been having pop-pop moments a lot more recently, too. You almost walked into the studio while they were on the air. This morning.
Rod, I was out there. We were sitting down, right? Mm. And you got up and walked away, and I assumed you went somewhere, and I assumed you were going into the studio. So Rod was in the back, and so I just started to walk into the studio, and right before I hit the door.
Oh, it was mid-conversation.
The senior moment.
And I was like, oh, God, I'm about to walk in on the show. Pop, and Rod pop. Was like, what are you doing? He was like, what are you about to do?
You know what I actually think was the most insulting thing in that entire back and forth there.
Adding
was
Jack?
That, well, they called you Scrappy. Like, Scrappy's what I feel like you say about someone like me, who's not physically imposing.
Yeah. Scrappy's the undrafted player, not a first-round pick.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, that one would have rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, you took some L's in that, Hugh. Included Jack with three former high-level, the Pro Bowl players. What are we doing here?
The best, absolutely best was like, really? Oh, Hugh's not that motivated nowadays.
Yeah.
That was the funniest to me. She's right.
I don't mind that we reference and acknowledge that Jack played college baseball. He did. But there is a huge gap between Pro Bowl NFL players. And Jack, what are we including him in that for? 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming up on Aaron Nola on the Dallas Goedert situation. You people later on. Plus, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Easter is just around the corner. What y'all going to do about them eggs? But that's not what I'm here to talk about. It's time to elevate your celebrations with the unbeatable flavor of Hatfield ham. So when you're planning your Easter grocery shopping, that includes the eggs, remember to add this delicious tradition of Hatfield ham to your list. If you want to put more pork on your fork, grill up some juicy and delicious marinated pork tenderloin served with a side of bacon Brussels sprout salad. That sounds real tasty, people. The possibilities are endless. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and a retailer near you and find your flavor with Hatfield.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.